This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Studio Lounge interviews sponsored by CUNA Mutual Group, Pulsate, PSCU, Pure IT Credit Union Services, and Genucy.
Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our coverage of the CUNA Lending Council Conference here in San Diego, California. And look who we have in the studio lounge. We have the keynote today, Daniel Burris. We were talking before the recording. How do I introduce you, Daniel? You are an entrepreneur. You are an author of 7 best-selling books. You are a technology futurist. You also have a research company that you've been running for 3 decades now. What else have you done? Have you walked on the moon yet, Daniel?
It seems like that, doesn't it?
No. So is that pretty much sum it up, or do we have...
As a technology futurist and disruptive innovation expert, okay, what I really have done is come up with, over the last over 30 years, a way of looking at trends and planning the future that is really quite revolutionary. Mm-hmm. It's being used by the Pentagon, it's being used by the Googles of the world, it's being used by big companies and small companies, mm-hmm, and what it does is it accelerates innovation and truly transforms their results. Mm-hmm. So I was sharing that model with the audience today, and basically to get it down to a condensed version, mm-hmm, I was talking about becoming an anticipatory credit union versus being a reactionary one.
Right,
because agility is a reactionary strategy. You react as quickly as you can to disruption after it disrupts. You react as quickly as you can to a problem after it occurs. Mm-hmm. And you need to be good at that.
Oh, completely.
But that's one side of the coin. I was given the other side of the coin, which is anticipating disruptions before they disrupt so that disruptions becomes a choice. Mm-hmm. You can decide, do I want to be disrupted? Or do I want to be the disruptor?
Right, right.
You can anticipate problems before they happen. So you can pre-solve them or let them play out. Mm-hmm. It's giving you more options. And to do that, I've taken the world of trends, and obviously there's no shortage of trends.
Not at all.
But I've taken the world of trends and divided it into 2 categories.
Okay.
So no matter what the trend is, it will fit into one of these 2 categories.
Oh.
They're either a hard trend based on a future fact that will happen.
Okay.
Now that means it cannot be stopped.
Right.
It will happen.
Right. Okay.
Or it is a soft trend based on an assumption, mm-hmm, that may or may not happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now it doesn't mean it won't, but if you're managing risk in your credit union, mm-hmm, which you do, mm-hmm, and if you're trying to innovate with low risk,
right,
what you want is some level of certainty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where this can help. So an example of a hard trend certainty, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Baby boomers. There's 78 million baby boomers.
Yes.
Actually, there's 68 million. 10 million have already passed away. And out of the 68 million baby boomers, they will get chronologically older. They will not get younger.
Mm-hmm.
And if we know they're going to get older, we can actually accurately predict a lot of future problems and pre-solve them or let them play out.
And those are opportunities, right?
And those are, of course, opportunities.
Right.
So one of the categories of hard trends is demographics,
mm-hmm,
as I was getting into.
Mm-hmm.
There are different ways of communicating and marketing to different generations.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have a one size fits all strategy,
mm-hmm,
it doesn't work quite well.
Not at all.
And in credit unions, we used to be fast followers, actually slow followers in many cases. And now, though, we have to learn how to get out in front as well, but again, with lower risk.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So again, we've got demographics as a hard trend,
mm-hmm,
and I give you a simple example. We've got technology as a hard trend creator. For example, after 5G, is that it?
No.
We'll have 6G followed by 7.
Of course.
For sure. And as a matter of fact, if you look at the exponential curve, you get predictability as to when 6G will happen and when 7G will,
mm-hmm,
happen and how powerful they will be, which gives you insight.
And you can plan accordingly for that, right?
Oh, yeah. For example, when I started my research company way back in the 80s, and I was looking at Moore's Law, processing power doubles every 18 months as,
mm-hmm,
the price drops in half,
mm-hmm,
I could look way out from the 80s to the year 2000,
mm-hmm,
and I would know how expensive a computer would be and how powerful it would be, thanks to Moore's Law.
Right.
But if I know that, I could predict how you would use it. I did. I was right.
I
did real well with that. And of course, a lot of people say Moore's Law won't continue.
I've heard that as well.
And here's what I would say about that. Moore's Law is tied to the chip, processing power of the chip.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that does have some limitations.
Mm-hmm,
however,
mm-hmm.
now the exponential is in the computer ecosystem in the cloud,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
which has a lot of exponential
yeah.
to go.
Opens the doors for a lot
Opens
of things,
the door.
For sure.
So with technology, we're putting a lot in the cloud. Is the cloud getting full? No, we're going to put more in the cloud.
Right, right.
So again, technology is amazingly predictable. And the third area of hard trends, there's only three, it's not that hard, is government regulation.
Got that there, yes,
and
sir.
And when you have, for example, there are a lot of regulations you cannot predict,
mm-hmm.
but there are many that you can if you look at hard trends.
Mm-hmm.
For example, will we have more regulations around cybersecurity? The answer is yes, because
mm-hmm.
there's some hard trends at play we can't ignore,
mm-hmm.
no matter whether you're Republican or Democrat or whatever.
Right.
Then there's some other things that we could debate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I want us to do in our credit unions is to not have a list of things that we're uncertain about. I would rather us have a list of things we're certain about, which come from hard trends.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather us have a list of things that we can do instead of things we can't do because
right.
we're regulated.
Right.
I would rather have a list of things that I can act on versus mm-hmm. things I can't act on.
Mm-hmm.
So certainty comes from, again, those hard trends
mm-hmm.
and really mining those three categories.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you become an anticipatory organization, or in this case, credit union.
Well, which is so vital today because business, as you well know, is moving so fast. And you have to be anticipatory, right? Or
well,
else
yeah,
you're
gonna
be left behind.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, that's why I wrote the book called The Anticipatory Organization. There you go.
Indeed.
There's two things. There's hard trends, and that lets you see disruption and change before
mm-hmm.
it happens,
mm-hmm.
giving you the ability to turn disruption and change into an advantage.
Right.
Soft trends. I love them too. Why do I like soft trends? Well, if you don't like them, you can change them. If you don't like them,
yeah.
you can change them.
Exactly.
So let's say that that revenues have been going up and our forecast is for it to go up 10% every year.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's not a hard trend, future fact. That's a soft trend.
Right.
You better have some strategies in play to make sure that happens.
Plan for that, right.
Because that's not a guarantee. Or right now, let's say, remember during the real estate bust back in 2008, 2009?
Mm-hmm.
Real estate agents were crying, they were getting out of the business, they were thinking it's dead. And I remember talking to the top 200 agents right as it was all collapsing with foreclosures.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I said, well, let's just think for a minute. Will the cost of homes go down to zero? No. Will they go down and then start going up again? Yes, because we're talking about a cycle.
Right.
Just like inflation is going mm-hmm. up now. Will
mm-hmm.
it go up forever? No, it will go down again.
Right.
By the way, will it go down forever? No, it'll go up again. There are cycles. And what we want to do is take advantage of both ends of the cycle.
Because
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm.
where there's a problem, there is an opportunity.
Exactly.
So there's two things that I'm teaching all of our credit union leaders right now that are real important.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, if you're doing planning, don't let anyone tell you there's a trend until you separate it. Is it a hard trend, future fact,
mm-hmm.
we know this will happen,
mm-hmm.
or is it a soft trend based on an assumption?
Right. right.
It might have the appearance of being hard, but it really isn't.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's number one.
Okay.
And number two, a trend by itself is worthless. I'm going to let that sit for a minute.
Okay.
A trend by itself is worthless. And I've been doing this for almost four decades. Why would I say that? Because it's academic. Until you do the second thing I'm teaching.
All right.
A trend, hard trend or a soft trend, has to have an opportunity attached to it.
Okay. All right.
The minute you attach an opportunity to a trend,
right.
it bursts into actionable life.
Can you share an example of what you mean?
Absolutely. So let's say that our smartphones are getting smarter.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And we know that AI is growing at, actually right now, beyond exponential rates.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to do is not just look at how other credit unions are using AI,
mm-hmm.
not just how banks are using AI.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? We're a conservative industry. I want to look at how's the Department of Defense using AI? How are some of these manufacturers using AI? In other words, I want to look outside of the industry because they
yeah.
have done the bleeding.
Yes.
I want us to be leading, not bleeding.
Mm-hmm,
I want
mm-hmm.
you to be on the blade, but not the sharp part.
Right, right.
What I want you to do is to look outside of your industry see where they've applied cutting-edge technology mm-hmm. and have done the bleeding and now have it working, and then look at how can I bring that into the credit union.
Love it.
And you will find unbelievable answers mm-hmm. right there.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I love about the credit unions, other than the fact that we have members, not customers, which is amazing. Too bad most people don't understand that. By the way, that's our fault.
Yeah.
And secondly, that we're there with people helping people, mm-hmm. which the mm-hmm. more you live that, the more you keep your members, the more you keep
completely.
The more you show that that's true. But the other thing I love about it is that we're very collaborative. We do tend to like to learn from each other.
Mm-hmm.
We don't withhold, we share.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that sharing, knowledge increases in value when it's shared. So if we continue to share our best practices, share where, for example, right now there's over 10 credit unions that are in the cryptocurrency world.
Yes, and growing.
And growing. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, by the way, crypto, when it first came out, the first Bitcoin, which was also the first blockchain application, mm-hmm. came out. I said, and you can read one of my articles where I said, that is a hard trend. It will continue to grow, and there will be more than one cryptocurrency.
Oh, yeah.
Of course,
there
was a future fact.
Yes.
It was easy to predict.
Mm-hmm.
So since credit unions have high levels of trust with their members, if we're not dealing with it, and they are, mm-hmm. research shows there's 1 in 6 Americans are plagued with crypto already. Mm-hmm. Your people already are.
Yeah.
And you're not involved. At some point, we want to go in and at least give them guidance and education.
Sure.
And maybe partner with some others.
From a trusted resource. From a trusted source.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. We want to maintain the trust because if we seem to not want to be involved, we are going to seem like we're less relevant.
Oh, yeah.
Especially to people that know, well, I don't know, what are they doing there?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're just old-fashioned, I guess.
It's a great point.
Yeah, you know. And so I want to make sure that we are elevating our relevancy based on the direction the future is going.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because if we don't, our relevancy will decline.
Yes, yes. And there's that verb, you don't want to be blockbustered. You don't want to be left behind and not capitalize on the trend that they should have.
And that was even predictable.
Yes,
if you go back, I know
I
actually have done work going way back to the 80s with credit unions, and many of them got into my 1993 book, Technotrends,
mm-hmm.
which was, you know, a lot of credit union leaders, some of them listening to this might have read that book. And in my 93 book, there's a heading that says, Blockbuster is busted. And if you read under it, remember this is 1993 book.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay,
underneath that, way before anything happened like
sure.
that, there wasn't even websites yet. And right under that, I described what became Netflix.
Mm.
And by the way, I also talked about smartphones in there. I've talked about a lot of the things we're doing today, social media
mm-hmm,
in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because I can do things no one else can do. If that was the case, I would not have given that keynote speech here today.
Right.
I would not be writing books. What I want is, and I've developed, is a methodology that I teach in my books, that I teach in my mm-hmm. audiences mm-hmm. and in my consulting, because you can do this too.
Right, right.
And my goal, personal goal, and business goal is to get as many individuals and organizations to become anticipatory
mm-hmm.
as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we're not anticipating problems and pre-solving them, we're not going to be happy campers on this planet. If we're not turning disruption, which is going to get more so,
mm-hmm.
into us being positive disruptors,
mm-hmm.
we become the disruptor.
Oh, of course.
Creating
right.
the positive disruptions, creating the transformations that need to happen to increase our relevancy,
mm-hmm.
to accelerate innovation,
yep.
and to transform our results.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And for those who know the credit union history well, the credit union industry was one of the original disruptors of the financial services industry.
And go back to our history.
Yeah, exactly. So why are we not, you know, capturing that trend? Why are we continuing with that trend? So have we gotten too comfortable? Maybe not. Maybe so. I don't know.
And again, the sharing and the collaborating is going to be really important with each other.
That's the key right there,
and,
for sure.
And, you know, also I would suggest, I've helped a lot of organizations do this, and that is to create a tomorrow lab within your company, within your credit union.
Oh, good idea.
And because our current IT department, our people are busy doing what they do, but we need somebody working on the future and actually experimenting
mm-hmm.
with these things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're a small credit union, it may be one of the other credit unions is your tomorrow lab.
Right, right, yeah. And there's a lot of that out there, actually.
There is. A lot of, and we need to do that more.
Partnerships out there.
And if you're a bigger credit union, sometimes your IT department has to move slow because it's so big.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to have a tomorrow lab within your own credit union that takes them out of the normal IT.
Love that.
So they can move faster.
Yeah, yeah.
And because now they become, you know, but instead of just being agile, which is a reactionary strategy, agility came from sports, reacting as quickly as you can to a problem after it occurs, to disruption after it occurs, what you need to do. We need that tomorrow lab filled with anticipatory people that are looking at the hard trends, the opportunities, picking one to work on and moving forward. And the reason hard trends, another reason hard trends are so powerful, is that it gives you certainty in an uncertain world. And certainty gives you the confidence to make bold moves.
Right, precisely.
And confidence to make bold moves, that's an important asset to have right now.
Indeed. Oh, no doubt, no doubt. And before I let you go, there was one other thing in your talk today that really hit me hard was you talked about Tarzan.
I did.
And his vines.
I did talk about Tarzan and his vines.
Can you explain this?
I bet you didn't think I was going to talk about Tarzan.
Not at all. This one really threw me for a loop.
Throw some things out.
But the punchline here, so to speak, is really important because you kind of have to, while you're grabbing onto the future, you kind of got to let go of what's in the past.
That was the point of that. I said that I was watching an old Tarzan movie, and Tarzan gets through the jungle not by running on the floor of the jungle. There's too many weeds and too many bushes and too many lions and too many snakes. To get through fast, he swings from vine to vine. And my point was, when he is grabbing the new vine, if he doesn't let go of the old vine, forward motion stops.
Correct.
So all of us are grabbing a lot of new things. Oh, there's AI, there's machine learning. Boy, there's blockchain. That could change the whole thing. That's a ledger. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. And we have all these new things we're grabbing onto, and we could burn ourselves out. We could not get to know our families.
Yeah. Yep.
And I don't want that to happen. It doesn't have to happen. The key is, what are you letting go of? What are you letting go of? And by the way, what do you let go of? That which is becoming less relevant in a world of transformational, exponential change.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of things that you and I do on a daily basis, we've been doing for such a long time, we just keep doing because we think we need to do them.
Right, right.
You need to reevaluate. All right? And by the way, automate. Are there some of those things that you do repetitious?
All the repetitive stuff.
And if you're doing repetitive, that could be automated. If you're doing the same thing more than three times, that could be automated.
Mm-hmm. Completely.
Yeah. And if you don't have an IT department that can automate it, find one that can. I mean, or better yet, ask a kid.
Yeah, there you go.
If the high school kids are too expensive, try the junior high kids.
Well, there's a thing called an internship.
Exactly. I love interns. Absolutely.
I do too. Oh my gosh, Daniel, we could go on and on. This is such fabulous stuff. And I love the Tarzan metaphor. I thought that was so appropriate. But everything you talked about today was just so spot on. I absolutely loved it. So thank you so much for not only the keynote today. So I hope everyone took copious notes like I did. But thank you for your time as well. And look forward to reading your book too.
Well, thank you. And by the way, on my website, burrus.com, burrus.com, I have all sorts of resources and thousands of articles that you can access that, just free resources.
Okay.
Go check it out if you want to learn more and check out the book.
You got it. We'll put that link in the show notes so people can get right to it and give you a shout as well if they have any questions or need anything. And again, thank you for your time today. This is wonderful. Great stuff.
Thank you.
Daniel, well done.
Thank you.
Studio Lounge interviews sponsored by CUNA Mutual Group, Pulsate, PSCU, Pure IT Credit Union Services, and Janusy.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.